just a little recap. We talked about Area 51 last time, right?
Yes.
Well, I got this story from TikToker at Julie Wareham, and she shared this creepypasta, but basically, like, this TikTok just, like, blew up, right?
And it's about pasta?
No. Creepypasta is, like, an online scary story forum.
Oh, gotcha. How would I know that?
Well, I figured you did.
No. I thought it was pasta. I was like, ooh, what kind of pasta?
I need to stop giving you so much power. As I was talking about today at the dentist, when we start teaching the old folks about technology, they take over. You're like the AI.
What the fuck? The old folks.
I'm going to get throat punched.
Yes. Yeah, with my decrepit hands. We'll see how bad it hurts. I bet it will.
Any hoodles, none of this story is supported by evidence. There's only eyewitness accounts of this.
Okay.
So people's, like, testimonials of it, right?
I understand what an eyewitness account is. Thank you for explaining.
You're welcome. God. Anyway, a little recap of what we talked about from Area 51. So on August 15th, 2013, the CIA published all of the declassified documents, right, mm-hmm. about what was happening in there, which is the first time that they acknowledged Area 51.
Yes.
So, again, the documents were basically, they stated that they wanted to keep it a secret, not because of an alien encounter, but because they were trying to, like, hide stuff from the Soviets.
Military secrets.
Yeah. They don't want everyone to know about it, right?
Makes sense. Although, how do you know that when they declassify something and they give you the information, how do you know they give you all the information? You don't.
You don't. Yeah. I mean, I definitely still think there's some weird shit happening.
Yeah.
But
same.
The continual secrecy. Did I even say what this is called?
Nope.
We're talking about the Abigail Project today.
Thanks for keeping us in suspense, not knowing what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, I'm doing a recap right now. So if you didn't listen to the last episode, you probably should.
But you're recapping it, so.
Not to its full extent.
Okay.
But anyway, the continual secrecy, right, of Area 51 has led to lots of conspiracy theories.
Previously on That's Disturbing.
Thus, there have been, like, lots of speculation about the contacts with the extraterrestrials out there.
Why did you say the word thus?
Because I put it in my notes.
Okay.
Trying to sound smart. However, it didn't work.
Thus. Okay.
Thus far on That's Disturbing. We've only done a brief recap of the previous episode. So anyway, all the secrets, right, led to people believing that there's extraterrestrials inside, right, or that they're making contact with them.
Every time you say that, I think of E.T. and then I want Reese's Pieces.
Oh, because every time I say that, I think of the Katy Perry song. The development of weapons of mass destruction, which we kind of know to some extent is happening in there, right?
Mm-hmm. Because
that's part of what they declassified, I guess, or what the intended purpose of the site was supposed to be.
Correct.
And another one being horrible experiments with humans.
Hmm. That's not cool.
So one of the many stories about what happened inside of Area 51 is a conspiracy about, like, basically, I would say it's the most extreme and brutal and horrifying human experiment in history.
Gosh, do we want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay.
You do, because it's fucking nuts. The Abigail Project, as I mentioned about 2 minutes ago, not when I, like, started talking. So the story was apparently leaked by, like, a former janitor at Area 51. And he said that he had worked on one of the sites on the grounds of Area 51. And I guess the reason why he, like, revealed the story was because he couldn't live with it on his conscience anymore. And he also couldn't live with what he had seen. So then he committed suicide.
Is it true, though, that he was a janitor? Is that corroborated?
None of this is corroborated.
Okay. So it's all just maybe, maybe not.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, all we have is, like, people who say that they worked there and that this shit happens.
All right.
Yeah. So he committed suicide because he couldn't live with what he had seen and live with what had happened.
Maybe.
Maybe. yeah. Possibly.
Sorry.
So Again, if you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about in regards to Area 51, go back, listen to that episode, then get your ass on over here.
Do it.
Yes. So in the midst of the Cold War, right, the constant threat of the Soviet Union, which we already talked about, and you would know that if you listened to the first one, the government approved the base for biological experiments and the atomic developments, right, that they're making there.
Mm-hmm.
So at this time in history, there were rumors of, like, enemy nations, right? The Soviets, the Germans, whomever, creating, like, super soldiers.
Oh, I've heard of that. Like, the Nazis. I've heard about the Nazis trying to create super soldiers.
Yeah.
Oh, and then also it's in Captain America.
Yeah, he's a super soldier. Dr. Albert Western, who was a scientist on like one of the sites at Area 51, he decided to start a project that the main objective was to create like the super soldier.
Okay.
Someone who would be strong, resilient, wounds would heal quickly, which makes me think of like the vampires in the Vampire Diaries. the ability to like not be tired and not be like exhausted after whatever they've experienced.
That'd be nice. I'll take that.
Right. Harsh environments, long periods without eating or drinking. He really wanted to test and investigate like how extreme he could take it and like how long a human could survive with like all these extreme things happening, right?
That sounds bad.
Yeah, he wanted to create an immortal.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Sounds what I like take it. Away from that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, obviously, what we're about to dive into is going to be horrible. It's like a this utopian or dystopian, I guess. It'd be dystopian, not utopian. vision. They didn't like, no one really knew like the definition. Like, there were no like definitions as to what he wanted to do, what this project would entail. It was all just very experimental.
Okay.
Right.
So, he's winging it basically?
Basically. So, no one wanted to be guinea pigs.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Especially if it's not like documented about what you're going to do to me.
Right. Well, I mean, he's like trying to introduce all these different substances and mutilations to these people, right?
Oh, geez.
To create his fantasy dystopian super soldier.
Wow. I hope this isn't true.
Yeah, which sounds like a suicide attempt for anyone about ready to endure these kinds of conditions, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a suicide attempt. So obviously no one wanted to be a lab rat. And like the people that they were trying to recruit for this project were mostly the military on this base, on the Area 51 base.
Okay.
But they turned it down. No one wanted to do it.
Right.
So trying to find someone who was crazy enough to do this was obviously challenging. But they also needed to find someone who was going to be completely anonymous, something that they could keep like, I mean, obviously they would keep their identity confidential while doing the experiment.
Mm-hmm.
But they needed someone who would be completely anonymous to like the outside world. So then that way there's no like fear of anything being leaked, of anyone getting sued.
Okay.
Yeah. They just didn't want anything like that to happen.
Okay.
And so Dr. Western, after, you know, trying to recruit all these soldiers, then his next option was to look into people like drifters, homeless, prisoners. And which obviously, like we've talked about before on the podcast, like these people are kind of like they're the people who wouldn't be missed, right?
Yeah, I was going to say people who you wouldn't notice if they were gone.
Yeah. Not that no one would miss them, but you know what I mean? Like that stereotypical, like,
right.
Nobody's going to be looking for them.
Right.
But Dr. Western, he needed someone who was healthy to undergo these experiments and someone who had like physical and mental fortitude about them.
Okay.
And so after he was like, do, 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 who can I pick? He's like fucking pointing and like trying to like throw spaghetti at the wall and see which one sticks, right? He's like, huh, who could I conduct this experiment on? His daughter, Abigail.
Oh my gosh, this cannot be true.
I hope it's not.
I hope it's not too, but keep going.
So yeah, he just like gave up his daughter for a science experiment.
Yeah, it sounds... Yeah.
But this was like very well received by the other scientists.
Okay.
Because they were like, oh, it shows Dr. Western is dedicated, right, to this project, to this experiment, if he's going to be, you know, almost like
his own child,
sacrificing his own daughter.
Right. Or because, that he has high hopes that it's nothing bad is going to happen.
Right. Just that she's going to be a super soldier. So Abigail Western, it said that she was a young college student. She dreamed of being a scientist like her dad, and she wanted to work on Area 51 like her dad. And so it said that, you know, obviously he was, Dr. Western was like stubborn because he's like willing to do anything to get what he wants. Mm-hmm. But it was trying to say that he like loved his own, he loved her too. And that's also like why he wanted to do this for her, because he's like, you know, if there's any kind of person who might be able to save America, it could be Abigail.
Okay. That's so putting some pressure on her.
Yeah, some major weight on your shoulders.
Right.
So he managed to convince her that she was the one to get the job done. That she was the one to, you know, undergo all these experiments. And she agreed because she would be the one developing a project at Area 51, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then this is like what kicked off the Abigail Project.
Okay.
Like, this is what happened. So Abigail, she underwent all kinds of surgeries, implants, and substance tests. So these substance tests were injections with various serums and other unknown things. And I'm not sure what they implanted her with.
Okay.
And she was mutilated. She was drugged. She was tortured, right? Trying to like
toughen her up.
Yeah.
Get, or see like, how much she could endure.
Yeah. See how much she could withstand.
Like shoot her up with something and then see how much she can take.
Yeah. Basically. That's- yes. Fucked up.
Yeah, and hopefully not true.
So nobody saw how, like, all of these, like, fuckeries were going to lead to the super soldier, right? Like, in the midst of all of this happening.
Right. They're like, he's just a sadist. What the fuck is
Yeah, really... what the fuck is going on right. here? I guess, like, pretty shortly after they began these tests, her physical appearance, like, completely changed. So she began to lose her hair. Her bones grew, like, crazy.
Wow.
Her skin had stretched a lot as well. So it, like, made her limbs look very wrinkled. And her teeth were also growing.
Wow.
And her behavior became, like, turned from human, right, to, like, animalistic. Like, she had zero impulse control. After all of this happening.
Hmm.
Yeah. So at this point, all these scientists are like, please halt this project.
Yeah. Well, and how would you reverse it?
Right. Exactly. How would you undo what you've done?
Right.
So they claim that it was beyond anything human or scientific, any efforts. And they were like, this needs to end. And this project like needs to be rerouted. We need to finish this. Like, this is irreversible what you're doing at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But Dr. Western, again, stubborn, arrogant man, wouldn't stop until he got what he wanted.
Wow.
And so it was said that like Abigail was his most prized possession and that he really loved his daughter, but clearly not that much if he sacrificed her for a totally botched experiment. Am I right?
Right. It sounds like a mad scientist movie.
It does, right?
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? I mean, I feel like this shit probably does happen and we just don't hear about it.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, so he understood that, you know, if they abandoned the project, Abigail would probably die because they've like totally deformed her body, right? To what her body was,
mm-hmm.
to her human body, to like whatever this super soldier they're trying to create is. And now it was totally reliant on all of this technology and all of this, these environmental factors that they had created for her for this project
mm-hmm.
on the base.
So if they stop, she's going to die.
Basically, yeah.
Because she needs all of the environment, the stimulus, all the things.
She needs all of the meth she can get her hands on. Yes. So the cooks at Area 51 told the man who leaked the story, whoever this guy is,
mm-hmm.
that they were asked to, like, make giant plates of food and serve this, like, through a slot into a chamber sealed with a steel door.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, obviously they're keeping something in there, right?
Right.
And they're feeding whatever this is that's going in there. The guys, obviously, they had no idea what was going on, right? I mean, they're pretty low level in the scheme of all of this, right?
Right.
When you think about, like, who's in the know. but they had heard rumors about monsters being inside. So they also claimed that would often see Dr. Western standing in front of this door, crying, talking to it, talking to her.
Yeah, no, I got you.
On multiple occasions. I said in my notes right here that perhaps like he was remorseful and regretted his decisions, but like also he's the one that did this, so.
Yeah,
sounds. You can't have your cake and eat it too?
No, it sounds remorseful, but yeah. Sounds like he went off the rails and then he was like, oh, fuck, what have I done?
Yeah. Nikki lost his damn mind and then came back too.
Yeah.
And it was already too late.
I hope this is so not real.
So eventually, Abigail, she lost like all of her humanity or what made her human, mm-hmm. which again makes me think of the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah. I'm thinking about all these weird things and I can't like pinpoint what I'm thinking about. But like, you know, like in a
scary movie.
Yeah. Or like a science fiction kind of show. I don't really watch those, but like maybe like Supernatural or like something along those lines where there's like beast and they like just throw it food and then like, or they like throw a deer in there or something. And then just the freaking carcass comes out.
Right. You know? The blood splatters. Yeah. So yeah, she lost like all of who she was, obviously her, not only like her human nature, mm-hmm. but her physical appearance, literally, it's just an animal at this point.
Yeah, and then I have that vision of, like, you know how humans turn into werewolves in, like, certain shows?
Well, the pictures that are online of this mm-hmm. are not werewolfy.
Okay.
And they're, like, terrifying. Like I talked about that I've been watching Twilight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I personally think that those wolves are so damn cute. And like anytime I watch Harry Potter, like Lupin, whenever he turns into the werewolf, mm-hmm. like he doesn't really freak me out. Like he looks like a wolf on standing on two legs.
Okay.
Kind of a thing with right. maybe more an elongated body. Like, yeah, a human. No,
I got you.
But no, this, she, I feel bad being like this. It, she,
Abigail
is doesn't look like that.
Okay. Now I need to see.
So later on, the Abigail Project had like finally come to a close. It ended. And Dr. Western finally realized the mistake he had made.
Oh, my.
Right. He came back too. So he tortured his daughter, obviously, with like all these experimental things happening, mm-hmm. which like there was no evidence to support anything that he was doing. At the time, I guess.
Right. He's just, like you said, throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Like, shoot her up with this and see how much she can take.
Yeah.
Shoot her up with that and see what happens. Fucking surgically implant something in her arm and see if she can grow spikes. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
It all sounds bad.
So he basically only succeeded in transforming his daughter into a monster. And
solid way to go, dude.
Like, you know, he loved his daughter is what it said. But then his daughter, like at the end of, you know, this only saw him as a meal.
Good.
And that kind of makes me laugh.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm sorry what I did to you, Abigail. And she's like, licks her lips.
Right.
My next meal.
Right. She's like, can I have some honey mustard?
Right. Really like a side of barbecue sauce with that. So with nothing to live for, he committed suicide, but not before he was like, hey, please do not kill her. He talked to all the higher ups at Area 51, right? And was like, please do not kill her. Instead, can you go back to reversing, like try and restore who she is, her normalcy, or, you know, very least keep her alive. Don't kill her.
Right.
The government was like, no, we aren't going to do that. We're not spending any more money on this. This initiative is done. This project is canceled. We're not doing that anymore. But they did agree to keep her alive. And so they decided that, like, the best means to end her would be just to starve her to death.
Oh.
So they stopped feeding her.
I hate that.
Stopped all of her treatments.
I hate that.
Stopped everything that they could. That, you know, supported this environment that she was living in, mm-hmm. that was keeping her alive. And they just figured, like, this would be the easiest way to deal with the problem that they had literally funded to create.
How about just a bullet to the head or some kind of, that sounds way more humane.
It does sound way more humane than starving to death.
Yeah. Ugh.
So on the first night of stopping the Abigail Project, employees of the base reported hearing howls and loud scratches. And then the alarm began going off.
Oof.
And when the man in charge of the base went to inspect, he found the steel door of this chamber she was in knocked down, and she was gone.
Good.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself while writing this, I was like, are you really that surprised that she broke out?
Right.
Like, is this really, like, fucking, like, shocker? Like, seriously, look at what you guys did to her.
Right.
I wouldn't want to be there either. No. Like, what the fuck?
No.
He's like, whoa, she has vanished.
Weird. She's not sticking around.
Right. So a while later, the remains of two guards were found.
Okay.
And one of them she completely ate. And the other she ripped the head clean off. And I guess the other guards heard a loud shriek at the exact time that they estimate that the guards had died at.
I'll bet they did.
And they died guarding their post at the fences.
Mm-hmm.
And within and around the base, they started conducting a massive search, you know, search and capture. Because they're like, we can't have this happening. So they tried to kill her once they found her.
Mm-hmm.
They tried bullets and explosives, but they didn't hurt her in the slightest.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, like, duh. They created her for this. She's immortal.
Right. I'm like, well, she is your super soldier.
Right. She's the super soldier.
Yeah.
Not just a the.
The.
Yeah. Gotcha. So once they managed to get her into, like, an underground area, like, cornering her, right, backing her into this area, they decided to contain her in there and encase the area in concrete and steel.
Sorry, I'm just, like, trying to envision all of this because I'm just staring at Daphne and she's like, say something.
Right. I'm like, hello, Earth to Mom.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking, like, okay, this is what I'm thinking. Like, if you're cornering something, how do you have time to build concrete and steel around it?
It's like that a car- what I was thinking.
It's like a cartoon, too. You know? Right? Exactly. Like, real quick, you're laying brick and mortar. And like,
yeah, I don't know. But apparently that's how it happened. Maybe they, like, distracted her and, like, kept throwing people down there that they hated until they got it all built up.
Shit.
They're like, what's going on down there? Push off this half-built wall. So it's been more than 70 years since the Abigail Project, and there are still Area 51 employees who claim to hear scrapes and moans from time to time. In the West Wing is where they report it, behind the walls and especially under the floor.
Mm-hmm.
However, I guess if you're, like, a visitor or on a tour, a cleared person to be there, you can hear her also from, like, the west part of Area 51.
Okay.
I guess, like, how did she survive for so long is a good thought. If, you know, this is real, maybe this wasn't an actual flop on Dr. Western's part. Maybe he did his job. We're kind of stuck with this problem right now. And it's said that today that she's one of the reasons why Area 51 is as secure as it is, because they have no idea how to combat it.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking,
like, no idea how to kill her.
Yeah. So now I'm just like, okay, so this is conspiracy theory. Like, this is not true. I don't believe this for one single second. It's a great story, except for all of the terribleness about it. But, like, you know how when people don't have an explanation for something, they, like, make something up and then run with it?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Sorry. But, I mean, I don't want to, like, be like, oh, no, but I.
They're afraid, apparently, according to, again, the conspiracy theorists, that if a conspiracy theorist comes to find her one day, or if she manages to escape, everyone would be fucked. Right. But according to other guards who have recounted the story, they say that they never actually caught her and that they're trying to avoid a public scare.
Okay. So she's just running around free. They didn't brick and mortar her in while they distracted her by throwing
in the corner underground. So NightGod333 on TikTok, he said that he believes that she went to the Superstition Mountains in Arizona, where they find people beheaded a lot, I guess, in the Superstition Mountains.
Is that for real?
That's for real.
The beheading?
The beheading.
Okay. Well, all right.
Yeah. Fuck, I know, right?
Yeah.
So it is believed that the creepypasta, that this whole story that kind of like started all of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
May have an actual scientific origin from the Biosphere 2, which was conducted in 1992. Have you heard of this?
Well, there was a movie with Pauly Shore called Biosphere.
When did that come out?
Like in the 90s. But it was a comedy.
Yeah, probably not this. In 1992, which it like was trying to determine the extreme situations that humanity could survive.
Mm-hmm.
So for this, a mangrove swamp, a desert, and a coral reef were built in less than one hectare.
What's a hectare?
Hectare.
What is that?
It's like a space. It's a like how we have acres.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what. Like how many acres go into it.
Okay. So it's a volume of land. Hectare.
Yeah, it's a volume of land.
Okay. Or a volume of space. I don't mean outer space, but
no,
like...
No, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
It's this many feet by this many feet on the ground.
Yes.
Got it. Where seven people had lived for a month. So they literally built like this biosphere, right? With all of these conditions in it.
Mm-hmm.
But in this experiment, Abigail Ayling... And Mark Van Threlo, who managed to escape 2 years after the experiment started because the sealed environment biosphere led to an uncontrollable amount of pests, worms, cockroaches, which directly like attacked all of the crops in there.
Gross.
So it ended with a lot of legal issues, as you could imagine.
Right.
But that's what they theorize that this might have been based off of. If in fact, it just is a conspiracy theory and there's not a... crazy monster running around in the Superstition Mountains in Arizona beheading people.
Okay.
Or trapped inside, you know, the Looney Tunes style wall being built around her.
So is the biosphere real?
The biosphere is real.
Okay.
This is a real ass thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's fucking crazy. I just didn't want to, I wanted to keep a little shorty.
Okay.
So I didn't do that much into it. But yeah, basically... They, like, gave them all of these conditions, right, inside of one place.
Mm-hmm.
You can look up pictures. It's actually really cool, the way the biosphere looked.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they also reported that they escaped. Those two people I mentioned, Abigail and Mark,
mm-hmm.
had escaped because they were also like, well, these other people are going to die in here if you just keep leaving us. Like, we're all going to die in here if you just leave us.
Yeah, and your roaches and worms and what?
Yeah. Nastiness.
Probably flies.
Pests.
I hate flies.
It says pests. Yeah, I'm sure that they're in there too. I don't understand though, if this is a sealed off space, how could they get in there?
Well, maybe there were like eggs or something in the materials that they used.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
You know, I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, the biosphere is really cool looking though.
I want to see it.
I wouldn't want to be in there for... month plus because they escaped 2 years later and they're like, oh, you're only going to be in here for a month.
3 years later?
2 years later.
2 years. Either way.
Well, they were told that they'd be in there for a month.
Right. 30 days or 700 and
some. Yeah. 700 and change.
Right.
Can't do math right now.
No, thank you.
Yeah. So that's all I got for you.
Okay. Well, no offense, but I did not like it.
You didn't buy it?
No, I just mean I don't like all of the things that
the scientific experimentation and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Not that I didn't like your presentation and the story, but I'm like...
I just feel like it's...
It sounds like shitty that I said I don't like it. What I don't like...
Is the story.
Is the premise of some lunatic mad scientist doing all these crazy experiments on his child, turning her into a monster.
It's like almost Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I feel like... I don't know for a fact this one is real, but I would be willing to bet you this shit does happen.
Yeah, on some level. Maybe not this extreme.
Yeah, maybe not this to this extent.
Yeah.
But right. Remember all the people eating bath salts that were like turning into zombies? So this weird shit does happen when people like have some weird shit in their bodies.
Right. Ugh. I don't think they actually turn into zombies, but they were in a zombie-like state.
Didn't one of those people, like, kill someone while in that state?
But zombies are dead.
Well, yes, I know. yes, they were in a zombie-like state. But one of those people, like, literally killed someone while tripping out of their mind on bath salts. Which, like, why would you do that? How fucking weird. That would hurt to swallow, to snort, to, I don't know, put up another hole. If some sort of means of, you know, spreading this throughout your bloodstream to get you whatever.
Yeah.
And it hurts so bad.
I never understood that when it was a thing.
God, could you imagine how fucking painful that'd be with all the grittiness and like the soapiness?
No.
Yeah. Horrible.
Horrible.
Disastrous.
Yes.
It's a disaster. All right. That's all I got. All right, y'all. You can follow
us. Did you say all right, y'all?
And he said, all right, y'all. Yeah.
You're all recapping. I said, all right, y'all. Oh, wait. Yeah, that was what I said.
Yeah, that actually is what I said. All right, y'all. You can follow us on the gram at That's Disturbing Podcast or hit us with a Gmail. That's disturbingpodcast@gmail.com. We're trying to figure out how to launch on YouTube as well. Put our podcast up there. So we'd love some support over there once it gets live, but we will post that on the Instagram when that happens.
Yes.
All right. Well, have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You never say bye like that.
I never say bye at all.